The rise of the ministeriales in the service of the king can be easily substantiated in Boppard. They served in the administration of the town and were also indispensable for its defence, for instance, as castle landlords of the imperial castle Sterdenberg. This castle served the purpose of securing the Staufer imperial estate in the Rhine area, with Burg Schöneck fulfilling the same task on the eastern Hundruck mountain. In the 12th and the 13th centuries, the ministeriales were proudly promoted to knights, they had their own property, and their estates in the town shaped the townscape. In the time of King Lothar III, 1125 to 1138, the Boppard imperial treasury had the largest number of servants as far as is known compared with similar administrative districts at that time. In the later period of the Staufer rulers, and at the time of unrest during the interregnum, large families under the ministeriales could further expand their position. Amongst the most important families were the Bayer of Boppard, the von Schönecks, the Bulls of Waldeck, the von Bickenbach, the brothers Franco and Elias, the family among the Jews. The Bulls of Waldeck can be regarded as an example of Boppard nobility who were successfully promoted to imperial ministeriales and also played an important role in the history of the town in later years. The house next to the electoral castle became property of the family in 1757. In 1977, a few remains were found of the court, which had almost completely disappeared, belonging to the Bayer family of Boppard. Very near to the Bayerhof, on the other side of the street, which used to be known as Judengasse, lay Hof Bickenbach. It was probably built by the family von Bickenbach, who have been documented since 1179, and was destroyed in a town fire in July 1865.